Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. For more than four decades, the Delaware Theater Company has been entertaining audiences in and around Wilmington. Recently, the organization underwent a reinvention of sorts, announcing that it was moving to a leadership model with two people at the top, an artistic director and a managing director. Earlier this year, the company announced Broadway veteran Mimi Warnick as its producing artistic director. And this month, they tapped Candace Buchanan to be managing director. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny chats with Buchanan and Warnick about their vision and the Delaware Theater Company's future.
Candace, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, I am not a native Delawarean. I am from West Virginia and came to Delaware for college a little over 20 years ago and have been here since. So I have now been in Delaware longer than anywhere else. But my background is in nonprofit leadership and education. I've spent some time working with the Delaware Department of Education, the governor's office, and several nonprofits that are focused in education and youth development.
So Delaware Theater Company has both a managing director, you, and a producing artistic director, Mimi Warnick. Talk about what those two roles do and how they collaborate and overlap.
Mimi and I think can both jump in on this one. But, you know, Mimi has spent the last year really focusing on the artistic vision, all of the production aspects, working with the cast, the show, coming up with the season. And this managing director position really focuses on the implementation of that vision and supporting all of the staff and their goals, making sure that we have all the resources so that we can produce some incredible live theater.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think all the expertise Candace brings in nonprofit leadership is something that the theater is in a really great place when it comes to producing shows and programming shows, thanks to our leadership like over the past 15 years. But now it's in a place where we can thrive a little bit more. So to make sure that, you know, we have a soft place to land after every production and that we can continue to grow and not just maintain. I think what's also really exciting is that, you know, DTC is in a really good place within the area and obviously the Philadelphia greater region, and even like within the New York and larger area with the shows that we like to produce. But with Candace's local connections and toolboxes and resources, it's going to be really exciting to kind of bring a lot of our programming and engagement right back here into Wilmington.
I wonder for both of you, what do you see as the biggest priority that faces the company right now? Both of you being kind of new in your tenure with the company.
Yep. You know, I think, you know, while I'm more on the implementation management side, I do have some vision around kind of where we want to be. And that's really to deepen the theater's connection to the community. We want to make sure that everyone in Wilmington feels welcome. This is a space where everyone can see themselves, where, you know, they're reflected on stage. They can come into a safe space that kind of feels like home, you know, just watching TV in your living room, but it's live theater. The facility is beautifully renovated and, you know, we want folks to experience that. We have a lot of opportunities to expand our access and our partnerships and really just invite more people into the theater so that they can experience, you know, in some cases, what can be a life-changing, transformative experience.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I think it's all about just expanding what we already have and making sure that we can, you know, excite and maintain our awesome subscribers and theater goers, but ultimately create new ones for generations to come and be way more than just a theater, but a cultural center for the city. And really just make people know that we're, you know, along the riverfront doing really cool things.
And let me follow up on that just a little bit, too, because it seems to me with any of the arts, whether it's visual art, dance, theater, music, the biggest hurdle to creating a new audience member is just that first visit. It's the intimidation of going into a situation you may not be familiar with to view the performing arts. How do you address that first hurdle of getting people in the door?
ultimately. I think it's just making it a lot more familiar and casual. I think people love to do what they're familiar with in their free time and in their recreational time. And it's a way to relax and kind of escape and disconnect. So I think when you're going to the theater for the first time, it can be intimidating because it's something new and it's something, you know, that like you might not be used to. So why would you do that in your free time? That's just as intimidating as work or school. So I think it's, you know, finding different pathways than just buying the ticket and seeing the show. And what are other ways that, you know, DTC can become way more familiar in other capacities? So is that hosting different events, integrating in the community in different ways, getting outside our doors? So just becoming way more of a familiar name and face so that, you know, by the time you see the exciting show, it's like, you know who we are, and you know what we do and you know what to expect from us.
Yeah, and I would add, I think, we can also leverage the educational aspects of what we do. You know, we work with youth in the community, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and, you know, getting them in through the schools that they're attending. So, you know, eliminating some of those barriers. You know, they're already going to school, building this into connections with the curriculum. And so, you know, they go home and they share those experiences with their family, and then they want to come back to the next show. And so, you know, creating that passion early on to continue, you know, opening doors for the community.
And I want to also follow up on something that you said, Candace, about creating a safe space, a welcoming space. And I wonder if you could talk just a little bit more about that and what that looks like and feels like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the most exciting things for me. You know, I have a lot of experience in the nonprofit space, but I have personal passion for theater and the arts. You know, growing up in a small town in West Virginia, you know, I didn't make it to New York City every weekend or anything like that, but community theater was a big part of my life. You know, my dad directed church plays and all kinds of things. And, you know, those are some of the times that I remember with, you know, my friends, my family, the community. And now even with my daughter, she is in theater. And some of the things that I hear from kids all of the time is, you know, that's a safe space. It's a welcoming space where you can be yourself, where you can open up. And so not just from experiencing it, from seeing what's happening on stage, but some of those opportunities, again, like the education, the summer camps, where we get them involved and we give folks the opportunity to really come into themselves and in a safe space, in a safe way, where we know in schools may not always be the best place for that, but just providing the right resources and the people to encourage people to be themselves. And, you know, you can be dramatic. You can, you know, those things are okay. But just helping folks to kind of hone in on who they are. And, you know, I truly believe that theater is a place where that's true for a lot of people.
I know this is a really exciting time for Delaware Theater Company. You've got in the upcoming season, 2 world premieres and a U.S. premiere. Can you kind of talk me through the upcoming season a little bit?
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. This past Tuesday, 2 days ago, we started first rehearsals for our play Spinner. It's a new play by Ray Dittinger, who wrote Tommy and Me. So that's been around in the area, produced many times. So it's his new take, not football this time, but hockey. And it's really, really awesome. And not only is it exploring a story that Ray always wanted to tell throughout his career, but I think we're leveling it up in a way of using tech and different elements that, you know, audiences and his familiar audiences may not be expecting. So that's really exciting to kick us all off. He's also pairing almost every performance with an awesome talkback speaker, whether that be, you know, a local sports legend, media star, a good friend of his that he's worked with throughout his career, to kind of pair the experience and talk more about, you know, why he wanted to write it and why he wanted to share it. And then we're welcoming back Leon Gray, who has been at DTC before with Black Angels Over Tuskegee and Kings of Harlem, with his new play, Girls of Summer, which is featuring an all-female African-American cast, which we're very excited about, and really champion this female narrative and story of the All-American Girls Black baseball team, kind of the summer after what people think about with the All-American Girls White baseball team. Really cool drama, locker room drama, a lot of good conversation, a lot of good dialogue. And then in December, we're presenting Wolfpack Performing Arts It's a production of Shrek, so it's a really cool partnership and presenting moment for, you know, education and theater education around the holidays, and really just, you know, having fun with something like Shrek. It's one of my favorites, so really excited. And then the spring is definitely dedicated to new work. In the winter, we're welcoming Glory Ride, a new musical that premiered in London, but we're welcoming over here and has its sights set on, you know, Broadway and the commercial market. So that'll be a New York production that kind of comes down to us and we produce. So it's going to be amazing, a World War II story. And then we're closing the season with a little bit more of a homegrown produced new work, The Checkerboard Watch, which is about sailors in the 1850s and kind of all their cultural emerging, combining, transforming all through the power of song, music, and sea shanties. So we definitely have range this year, definitely something for everyone. But ultimately, my hope is, you know, getting all different types of audiences. I think each show really caters to a specific group that might not have been in the theater for a while. So I hope if you join us for Spinner that, you know, you'll take something from every show and you'll be with us till the end of Checkerboard, and then ultimately be really excited for next year.
Thanks to Delaware Theater Company's new managing director, Candace Buchanan, its producing artistic director, Mimi Warnick, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. You can find out more about the Delaware Theater Company's upcoming productions at DelawareTheater.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn how the Nanticoke Indian tribe is overcoming financial hurdles to keep their annual powwow going. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.